What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
With us right now is head coach Brian Daboll. Brian, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Joe. How you good? How you guys doing?
We are doing great, and this is definitely a different feel here than the last couple of years. Of course, with an influx of different personalities, we already had two new guys on, and Russ and Jameis. So, you know, having those guys in, you being the offensive guru that you are, and working with these vets, how's that been going so far?
Good, yeah. It's been a good addition, both those guys, and I would say a number of other guys that we've had, Holland and Debo and some of the rookies. So every year is a new year. You know, you can talk all you want about it, but we got to go out there and do it. And these guys have been working good. I think we added some new good leaders to the team, particularly in the quarterback room, and that helps Jackson. And you know, Tommy's been here for a while, so it's been a good start.
You know, it's year four for you, Brian, and it hasn't gone well offensively, and we all know why, whether it be injuries or just not a good roster. But now I feel like you and Joe Shane have been able to build a little bit more of your roster the way that you wanted to look. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I make no excuses. Hasn't been good enough, but certainly the pieces that we've added, we're excited about. These guys have done a good job. I'm looking forward to, you know, we got 38 days to the start of the season. We got about 25 more practices, so we got a lot of work to do. But I do like the people that we have in place. And now we got to go out there and do it.
It's like Gio was saying, there's no energy. Abdul, Carter, Cam Scadaboo, of course. Jackson Dart seems like the darling of camp. Malik Nabers is here. You know, Dexter Lawrence. You got some Brian Burns. I mean, you got some really good players here now that expectations should be realistic for the Giant fan that you're going to be better than you have been the last 2 years.
Yeah, you know, that's what we're working towards, Boom. You know, we got a lot of work to do, but I do like the pieces that we have. I think we have the right kind of guys. Both talent-wise and then mindset-wise, you know, we got some young guys that are very, very competitive players, guys that you just named. And some of these rookies, I'm anxious to see them in preseason games and see how they do. They've done a good job since they've been here. Again, time will tell, but, you know, can't talk too much about it. Got to go out and do it.
You're right. And Gio and I talk a lot about stability, instability. I do give Mr. Mara a lot of credit keeping you guys here. It would have been easy to change ways of doing things again. But I know that last year was a very big disappointment for him because it was the 100th season for the Giants. What are his expectations? What is he telling you?
Yeah, John has been great. Tish family have been outstanding. We have a very good communication, Boom. Look, we all know we got some new pieces. We look to be as competitive as we can be. John's been excellent my whole tenure here. He's an excellent owner. You know, he's had some patience, obviously.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing, because he didn't have patience previously. Yeah. That, you know, you came and replaced Joe Judge after 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, they had the whole Ben McAdoo situation, and there's a lot of stuff that's gone on here. That's why I was just wondering if you're aware of just the overall pressure that you're sitting in.
Well, I'd say, again, I can't speak on before I was here. I can just speak on the time I've been here, and the open lines of communication that we've had has been tremendous. I've been in a lot of organizations, and John is an outstanding owner. We have good conversations. look, we all want to be better. We're all shooting to be better, and that's what we're going to try to do.
Yeah, I know what he says to you and what he says to the media could be two different things. I did not like, though, at the end of the season when he said, I better be feeling a hell of a lot better next year at this time than I am right now. And I know
I felt the same way.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, like, so. And also, you know, and he also said, what was the other line of, I know this is an unpopular decision, and I'm like, all right, well, and I try to put myself as a talk show host in your shoes, and if I were you, I'd be like, well, hell, like, I'd be looking up and there's a guillotine over my head right now, and when is he going to pull the string? So, I mean, does that type of comment to the media get to you at all?
It doesn't, no, because I do have a very good relationship with ownership. Again, we talk every day.
Yeah.
And look, I don't think it's any secret. When you win three games, that's not good enough. So yeah. There's a lot of feelings that everyone has, and that starts with me. So I'm going to do the best job I can to get this team ready to go. And, again, you know, you can talk all you want about it, but you got to go out there and do it, and that's what we're trying to do.
I think we know Russell Wilson very well. We know Jameis Winston very well. They're on tape. We've seen them, and Russell's been a huge success in this league. When did you realize, honestly, that Jackson Dart, you wanted him as your future quarterback? When did that understanding come about?
I couldn't give you an exact date, Boom. I'd say we do an extensive amount of research throughout the draft process in every position, and we spent a lot of time with Jackson, and each kind of step that we did with him, he did really good. Yeah, I liked his tape. I liked the young man. I thought he was smart, competitive. He had good workouts. We had good meetings with him. So he's done a nice job since he's been here. I think those older quarterbacks, it's important to have those guys. I mean, I just think that position, as you know more than anybody, is very hard to play. And when you have guys that are in the room that have done it, have seen it, have done different things, can bring up maybe things that a coach doesn't even bring up, I think that helps the young man. And he's very competitive. You know, he's made a number of mistakes, and he's had a number of good plays. So, but he's one of those guys that he grinds. I like his personality. I like his moxie, his toughness, his athleticism. So happy we have him.
And he's an older quarterback just coming out of college. I mean, he's played a lot of college balls,
yeah.
Played in a number of different places. What does his former head coach Lane Kiffin say about him?
Yeah, Lane loved him.
He did love him.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that I know down there that Ole Miss, or that when we go on the trip, that you talk to him, and a lot of positive reviews on Jackson. And now the most important thing is for him to get in here and learn the stuff, which he's been doing. And you understand, as you understand better than anybody, that there's going to be a fair amount of mistakes, and we got to learn from those, and you know, try to get him as many reps as we can, while also balancing the, you know,
right.
Russell and Jameis and Tommy. So it's been a good start for those quarterbacks. I like the room.
Talking to Brian Daboll at Giants camp, I'm going to bring you back to a video I saw of John Gruden talking to Jackson Dart in the offseason, doing his Barstool Gruden camp.
Is it going to be the clap?
Yes, it is.
So,
I think he's drawing about, I don't know, five or six offside penalties in training camp. So,
so he actually
and he hasn't used a clap.
Good. So, like, this is what I was going to have you explain to me. So, when you're coming from a system, and Gruden's like, let me see your snap count, man. And then he goes, you're kidding me, right?
Yeah.
You know, and that's what it was. How much of a learning curve was it when you got your hands on to say, okay, we don't do that here. This is how we do it.
It wasn't much.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. You know, I left when I left New England to go to Alabama. You know, I go in there, and I'm with Coach Saban. I'm with all the offensive coaches, and, you know, I got a little bit of a playbook. And it's the Alabama playbook, but I'm adding some additions. And I get to the cadence area of it, and I start going through these cadences. And, you know, the offensive coaches are sitting in there, and I'm hard count, then another dummy hard count, then this. And Coach Mike Loxley, he's like, hey, Dabes, we ain't getting that here. I said, all right, so what are we, I mean, how are we? He goes, so we clapped.
This is Mike Loxley who told you that, who's now the head coach of course of Maryland.
Yeah. So, you know, Lox taught me a lot down there. You know,
Did you like that? Or was that just so foreign to you that?
At first it was foreign. I'm like, how in the hell do they get this? You know, it's loud and you know.
But it works.
It works. And then, you know, they can use double claps and things like that. But
wow, real complicated.
You know, that's,
but, I mean, it was hilarious watching John Gruden do this with Jackson.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so funny.
And that's him. You know, when he just did that, that's, you know, it's him being a little bit of a, you know, character. But
do you think he's going to get another shot in the NFL? Gruden?
I don't know. I like Gru.
Yeah.
You know, got a good relationship with him. And
I think he should, personally.
Well, he came out yesterday or 2 days ago and said, yeah, I want to play. I want to coach
again.
Well,
we know that.
And he goes, you know, I got enough people here in this league that I've coached under me. You would think somebody would give me a job.
Right. Yeah, I know. Seriously. Well, I hope so because, I mean, I just... He's
a great personality.
Yeah, he is a great personality.
And he loves ball.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, at the end of the day, he loves ball, and that goes back to all the combine meetings that you guys have with all of these players. And the most important aspect, you all know that they're great athletes. You know that they can throw. You can see them on tape. You can see what they can and they cannot do. But what you want to really find out is the person and whether or not that kid is going to see the game the way that you see it and put in the effort to be that great player. And I'm assuming that both Scadaboo, Abdul Carter, and thirdly, Jackson Dart, all have that kind of gene in them.
They do, Boom. And they also have they're gritty young guys. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but they got a little moxie to them, which I like, toughness, which was something they were looking for in the draft. But, you know, I went down, and my daughter goes to Penn State, so I went to one of her sorority parents' weekends and happened to have a breakfast with Abdul to sit down and have a nice breakfast with him.
Fancy so to see you here.
Scadaboo is, he's been outstanding. All his meetings, he's kind of a character too. So, but that's certainly the case when you're looking at players, see if they're a good fit.
Mm. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to ask about Abdul Carter and some of the things. Is there somebody that you can compare him to that the fans out there could say, hey, maybe he can be this type of guy because he has this type of ability right now that we're seeing?
Yeah, I don't want to put that on him, but he does have good ability. He can bend, he can rush, he can play multiple spots. He played off the line linebacker before he changed and went to defensive end with Coach Franklin there at Penn State. Smart. We've used him in a variety of ways, in OTAs and in the start of training camp.
So it's kind of like Micah Parsons for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I don't want to go there, but he can do multiple things. We can use him in multiple roles. We got to make sure we're not overloading him and let him show his talents when he goes out there. But happy we have him. He's hard to block.
Yeah, the foot thing that he was dealing with in the draft. You were fully confident in that whole deal. I'm just curious when you. Like the information with injuries when you're going through the draft process, do you get everything you absolutely need to make a decision?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
You get a lot of information. You got to kind of weed through it and make sure you're trying to make the proper decision. There's a lot of doctors and input and all this stuff. You're getting a ton of information from a lot of different people and trying to make the best decision you can.
Yeah, I mean, those war room situations, I can't even imagine. Now, it's more Joe Shane and the scouts and everything, but obviously you have huge input. You're probably not going to give me an answer to this, but I'll do it anyway. Is there a guy that you would push for more than anybody that you didn't get and then you were angry about?
No, and I've learned this a long time ago when the draft process comes along, particularly when I was a younger coach. A position coach that you go and you kind of fall in love with certain guys and then they don't get taken. And, once we have the player, you're all on board. You don't know how the draft process is ever going to go. And, it's an interesting thing. My my daughter at Penn State. So her boyfriend just got drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals this year.
Oh, nice.
So it was kind of the other end of it for me. He's calling me asking for advice, how he deals with teams and people, and just to see the anxiety of some of these kids that when they're getting ready for this process, it kind of flipped for me the other way, just having a better understanding when you're going through it with someone that you know that's dealing with that.
Two players that I want to ask you about in particular, one on offense, one on defense, high draft choices, disappointing, Evan Neal and Deonte Banks. This has got to be bounce back years. You guys decided to move Evan Neal inside to guard. You know, I listened to his conversation yesterday. He was interviewed talking about the motivation and being, you know, ready to go and understanding that this could be it for him if he doesn't get it right. What do you see from those two players in particular and their roles on this football team going forward?
Okay. I'll start with Evan. He's been a true pro. You know, when we approached him about, you know, possibly moving in the guard, you know, he was all about the team. He understood, and he's hit it head on. He's done a nice job. He's a big man. He gets a lot of movement in there. As you know, things happen a little bit quicker inside, mentally, if you will, with different games, and you're just not on an island like you are a tackle. And he's been doing a nice job. We've given him a fair amount of reps. He's gotten reps with the ones. He's gotten reps with the twos. His mindset's in the right spot. He's done that at Alabama. I'm encouraged with him and his progress that he's made inside, and you know this preseason will be big for him as well. And Banks too. You know, Banks has been competing out here. You know, played a lot of man when he was here, and then we mixed the zone. We're doing a little bit of both, and I think he's had a good camp for himself too. So there's, you know, competition, you know, brings that the best of you, and he's made steady strides.
You know, it's interesting. Brian Baldinger did a whole thing on Evan Neal last year about how much time he spent on the ground during a football game. And Gio and I actually did the radio broadcast with Phil Simms when you guys played the Eagles here, and Azudu had a really hard time with what was going on in the field that day, and that was a really rough day for your offensive line. Is Evan Neal aware of those things? I'm assuming that he is.
Yeah, I think, look, it's the coach's job to show guys, hey, here's what you're doing well, and here's the things that you can improve on, and you know, here's what we can do to try to help you improve on, and here's what you need to do. So it takes all of us. And he's done a nice job inside. It's a little bit different. Not as much space. You're a little bit more condensed. You got a border with you. And I've been encouraged with his progress throughout camp.
If you could be stuck in an elevator with either Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston, who would it be?
I'm not answering that. but that's a good try, Gio.
What about if you go on vacation?
Here we go. Here we go.
I think Jameis would be a lot more fun on vacation.
No, I mean, I don't even think you could give, like, a controversial answer. Like, I feel like Russell Wilson would probably be better to be stuck in the elevator with because he would find, like, a solution to get out with Jameis would just be like, this is awesome. You know, like, vacation, Jameis would be more fun.
You know, yes, I think so.
They both have their own personalities. The room is, you know, you'd think that, you know, Jameis is pretty serious once we get into the room. I mean, he has, you know, he's done this a long time. He's pretty locked in.
And yeah.
You see him say some of the other things that he says and the character that he is. He's a good young man. He's fun to be around. And as is Russ. Russ is pretty serious most of the time. He's got his process down of how he's done things. And it's been a good mix. And they have a relationship with one another. It goes back to, you know,
yeah, I know.
13,
yeah.
I think.
I may want to take that back. I may want to go with Russell because he probably has a yacht in the Mediterranean.
Yeah, true.
And you're more in that celebrity world, and you can hanging out and hobnobbing with all these billionaires.
Yeah, it sounds elitist, Boomer.
Sounds elitist. That's right up my alley.
Yeah, yeah. Me and Jameis were just like drinking land sharks at whatever bar we just land at. You know, that's what we'd be doing. I asked Russell this. I asked Dexter this. I asked Russell, do you ever get mad? And he's like, yeah, sometimes. And Dexter said, I've never seen the mad Russell Wilson. Have you seen in camp the mad Russell Wilson?
No, he's pretty consistent.
Yeah.
And I'll do different things to try to get on him a little bit here, whether that be in a meeting in front of a lot of people or out in practice. And, you know, he's got his process and his, you know, and he sticks to it. And that's why he's been successful for as many years as he has. But
there has to be a struggle, though, with a quarterback learning a new system, verbiage, formations, the way you call plays, the way that Mike Kafka sends in the plays.
Sure.
I mean, do you notice any, like stunting of growth in that terms?
No, I think it's always refreshing when you add veteran quarterbacks. And even some of the young guys, what I try to do is make sure we go back and really study their tape, too, to see what they do well and get input from them. It's like, you know, you're out there and you've played for as long as you played, and then you come to sit in the quarterback meeting with him. I'm going to ask you, Boom, like, what do you like? What do you really fall back on when you need it? And if we don't have it, we're gonna try to put it in. And if there's certain words that, you know, it's stuck with you or a cadence
Yes.
You know, like the cadence is important, right? So if you felt comfortable doing it for 10 years one way, you know, we can go ahead and switch that so you feel comfortable. I think it's most important that player, that quarterback, is most comfortable because he drives the ship. So there's been tweaks and adjustments based on conversations we've had with Russ, Jameis, even Jackson, to some of the stuff that he's done. And you try to develop a scheme suitable for those quarterbacks.
You know, it's amazing. We're going into your fourth year, and your first shining moment was in Tennessee. When Daniel Jones threw that interception, you lost your mind. And I remember how you were trying to hold him accountable. Are you able to do that with the older quarterbacks as well?
Yeah, that's my job. So there's a standard of performance. There's a level of expectation that we all have, and I place that on myself first and foremost. Every year is a new year, but everybody has a job to do. We got to try to do it the best job we can, and that's my job as being a head coach, is making sure that you know there's a standard and there's an expectation, and you're holding everybody accountable, whether it's the starting quarterback, starting defensive lineman, rookie, treat them all the same. Relative to standards of expectation.
In a perfect world, does Jackson Dart see any time on the field today? I mean, this year.
Today, yeah.
Well, today, yeah. This year during the season.
Yeah, I'd say we'll take it one game at a time, one practice at a time, and you know, hopefully.
That's Boomer's mantra.
Yeah,
one day at a time, one practice at a time.
It's a good mantra.
It's a very simple mantra. But, you did have Josh Allen, and you threw that kid out there. But then again.
Well, we didn't at first, and then we. You know,
ultimately said you got to put him in there.
Then you know, you could see some of the talent that he had, and then he got injured against Houston, hurt his elbow, sat out, and then really, I would say the last 6 weeks of the season, that first year really came on.
Who was the quarterback before him?
Nate Peterman.
Yeah. I don't want to laugh because Nate was a pro.
Like good pro, and a half or something.
Good pro, good young man.
Yes.
Good guy. He's got a family.
Gio, why are you
this is what I got to deal with.
This
man,
is what I'm we do. You. This is what happens. I'm sorry. It's all
okay. So
he's the one who cackled.
Are you going on this golf trip with him?
You know what? This is like the biggest thing in his life.
I hope so. That's what I hear.
Courtesy
of Billy Finnerty. I got to throw his name out there.
Yes. Yeah. Billy, who is a P1 listener. This guy listens all the time, which is awesome. I don't know. I think we got Boomer on board. I think we have half of the management on board.
Yes.
I mean, will you be devastated if he says no?
Yes, I will be. Yeah, because it's not – I don't every day get a chance to be a national champion, Brian. And I'm a New York champion. We are the New York leg champion of the Golf Digest Open. And to – like I said, it's almost as if Boomer, when he won the AFC championship with the Bengals, decided not to go to the Super Bowl. And –
That's what you're equating that to.
Yes,
that's okay, what he's equating it to.
So, I mean, think about that.
And I've had
Imagine 20, Sam Weiss was like, I don't think we need to go.
I have like 24 years more of experience than he has. I'm a little bit older than he is. And, you know, he's trying to drag me down. It's the opening weekend of the NFL season.
I'm trying to drag him down a stream song with Core Crenshaw, a beautiful place.
Yes.
I mean, 100 golf courts. I'm dragging you there.
Yeah, but I'm taking these guys to Pebble Beach next week.
Okay, no, Scratch is taking us to Pebble Beach.
Would you rather go to Pebble Beach or play in this tournament?
Both.
You can only do one. Which
Pebble?
One?
Pebble would be the place, of course.
Well, he's taking you to Pebble.
So he's not taking it. Scratch is taking us to Pebble. He wants to take credit for it.
Well, it all started with me wanting to take you guys to Pebble and trying to make a dream come true for the both of you guys.
Well, anyway, I hope.
And then Scratch picked up on it.
Yes, they certainly did.
And I love the fact that they picked up on it.
But if we do go down there, I'm going to call you that morning.
Can you stream it? Watch it or not?
I don't think so.
I think Brian.
How would you do under pressure if people were watching?
Oh,
you play
great! I played with Barstool.
Yes.
We played a match with YouTube, and played.
You did well.
Yeah, we lost the match, but we did not embarrass ourselves. Like, we had played okay with cameras. I'm actually better with cameras than without cameras, which is weird.
Why on the radio then?
Well, we're on TV too.
Oh, yeah,
see
there
what
you
these
go.
Things.
Okay. Okay.
Listen, we love talking to you.
Appreciate
every
you
year,
guys.
And best of luck.
Thanks
you know
for coming out.
We know that you know. People say, you know, you like when the Giants lose and the Jets lose because you can play. No, we don't. We want to see these teams win. We want to see you guys back in the playoffs, and hopefully, it happens this year.
Y'all got a job to do. We understand that,
Coach.
Appreciate you guys,
Coach.
Thank
great
you.
To see you again.
Thanks,
good luck.
Appreciate
this year.
You guys. Good luck,
Coach Brian Daboll.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.